From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, we dig into the meaning of a catchphrase that's become a staple in schoolyards and comedy routines. That's racist. Now, in the past, it was a loaded challenge. It meant something to accuse someone of racism, but no more. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports on the transformation of an accusation.
That's racist. It's practically a running bit on TV. Sometimes it doesn't even refer to race, like in the show Parks and Rec, in a scene about folding laundry.
Okay, so you always separate your lights from your darks.
That's racist.
Or in the sitcom Community.
You're saying I could be a lawyer.
I'm saying you're a football player. It's in your blood.
That's racist.
Your soul.
That's racist.
Your eyes.
That's gay.
That's homophobic. Okay.
That's black.
That's racist.
To an episode of Glee, when two kids are asked if they're dating.
Because we're both Asian, that's racist.
Totally racist.
Even Doctor Who.
Cacti. That's racist.
Kids are saying it too. Like the girls who made a YouTube video of themselves going through a Taco Bell drive-thru.
What's border sauce?
Taco Bell.
So racist.
And 14-year-old Gus Rachel says he says it too.
I mean, I admit to doing it sometimes, yes.
Rachel's and his friends in Lexington, Virginia started saying that's racist about 3 years ago. And they do it why?
I think I or other people just sort of do it as a way of mocking people who are overly sensitive about race issues.
Like the white kid who thought it was racist to say someone's black. Or another story, the kid who asked if a schoolmate was Chinese. Another kid yelled, that's racist.
They think that the term that's racist might just refer to things that are racial.
That's schoolteacher Suzanne Vostina. She teaches English at a public grade school in the Bronx. Her students are mostly black and Dominican, with a few Albanians and Vietnamese mixed in. She says they all say that's racist constantly.
One of our hall aides, she's heard kids say it when she's asked them for their hallway pass, or when she tells a student go back to class and the students will say that's racist.
Now, there could be racism in that scenario, but these kids also say it when they're all assigned homework. It's not just young kids either. Regina Bradley teaches college classes in African American literature. Her students say it too.
They were simply using it to lump discussions of race and race discourse all together. Because they were just saying because we brought up issues of race, that was considered to be racist.
Bradley thinks these kids are doing a couple of things. First, they're establishing themselves as not racist by calling other people out. Second, they're avoiding difficult discussions about race, still, of course, a sensitive topic. And she agrees with Suzanne Vostina, who thinks her grade school kids mimic shows like South Park and 30 Rock.
Tracy Morgan is always saying, that's racist to everything.
Usually to his white female boss.
You are unbelievable.
I'm unbelievable. What about your racist mess? Thinking a grown man is illiterate. That's the subtle racism of lowered expectations. Bing Crosby said that.
No, Bill Cosby said that.
That's racist.
One of 30 Rock's writers is comedian Hannibal Buress. He'll say that's racist, for example, in a bar.
Say a bartender is taking too long. This bartender is racist. Or is the bartender racist, but also just a bad bartender.
That's racist works in comedy, Buress says, because it pushes buttons. Scholar Regina Bradley says it also works because racism's often expressed differently than from a generation or two ago.
If it was the 1950s or when my grandparents were coming up in Jim Crow and somebody says that's racist, they're like, okay, well, duh.
The segregated neighborhoods and swimming pools of Bradley's grandparents have yielded to more subtle forms of discrimination. That's reflected in how that's racist is being used to shut down conversations or as a joke. And not just in schoolyards or sitcoms. Glenn Beck used it as a cheap shot when he called the president racist a few years ago.
This guy is, I believe, a racist.
Beck eventually apologized. Trivializing that's racist shows how much cultural confusion exists about race and racism right now, says Regina Bradley.
I think you can acknowledge the problem and also sweep it under the rug at the same time.
That's racist started as a virtual retort on internet discussion boards. It was a little video clip from a cult TV show, an African-American kid with the words, that's racist, underneath. People started dropping it into online arguments to quench or to inflame them. Musicians Himanshu Suri and Victor Vasquez loved the meme, so much they named their band Das Racist.
That was like an inside joke that was floating around.
It's a cool way to kind of undermine the seriousness and like inherent like sadness of talking about race. That's amazing. That's
racist. That's offensive. The band's smart, prickly sensibility has impressed critics and fans. But the name Das Racist has not worked out that well. Vasquez says some promoters won't put it on posters, and it's cost them a few gigs.
He says maybe they didn't really think through the implications of "that's racist," and they underestimated the power those words still have. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.